Antoni Witte conducted the Polish National Radio Symphony Orchestra in Katowice in a performance of the Czech Suite in D Major, Opus 39, composed by Antonín Dvořák in 1879. You're listening to Classical Muse, a two-hour program of the finest recordings of great music issued on compact disc. The show is heard regularly at this time across Canada on your local campus and community radio station, on the YouTube channel Talking Albums, and in Europe on CITW Radio from Helsinki, Finland. I'm your host, David Kavlovic. For the second part of the program today, we are going to hear two famous compositions by 20th century American composer Charles Ives, who lived from 1874 until 1954. Very much an iconoclast, typically New England in his mindset, the spirit of Henry Thoreau coursing through his veins, and an extremely successful actuary and businessman, Ives made an immense fortune in the insurance business. This financial success made Ives a millionaire in an era when that meant something, and it allowed Ives the creative freedom to compose how he wished. And he wished to be in the forefront of modernism in American music. Replete with dissonances, complicated rhythms, polytonality, quotations of American music of a bygone era, and a huge influence of American hymnody as well as poetry, Ives' music took a while to catch on, as it were, but his genius was respected even in his day. One of Ives' most performed compositions is his orchestral set number 1, Three Places in New England. Ives' sketches for this work date as far back as 1903, but the bulk of the composing occurred between 1911 and 1914. Final revisions, Ives was constantly revising his music, for Three Places in New England occurred in 1929. Ives' love of musical quotation and paraphrasing is well demonstrated in this three-movement work. The title of the three movements are The St. Gaudens in Boston Common, Colonel Shaw and his Colored Regiment, Putnam's Camp, Reading, Connecticut, and The Housatonic at Stockbridge. Here's Three Places in New England, orchestral set number 1, by Charles Ives. The Boston Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. Three Places in New England, Orchestral Set No. 1, a composition by Charles Ives that was worked upon, ostensibly, between 1903 and 1914. We heard it performed by one of the finest New England ensembles out there, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. Our second work by Charles Ives is the last of his four symphonies, one of his most complex and difficult works to perform. Dating from about the same time as Three Places in New England, Ives composed his fourth symphony in four movements between 1909 and 1916. The premiere of Ives' fourth symphony is rather difficult to nail down. The four movements, when they were performed, and it was not often, were not presented together as an entity until 1965, 11 years after Ives' death. Part of the delay was kind of due to the final movement being nearly indecipherable in Ives' handwriting. It took at least a decade to properly decode it. The work, though only 30 minutes, is for a massive orchestra. 131 instrumentalists, plus two, count them, two choirs. The scoring is so complex, it is not unusual to have a second conductor to aid the principal conductor. An overwhelming piece of music that you might want to listen to a few times in order to truly appreciate it. Here is Symphony No. 4 by Charles Ives. The Tanglewood Festival Chorus, and once again, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, is conducted by Seiji Ozawa.